Talk Radio. Sweet sounds of the 60s.
And welcome, and I hope you love that music, Since I Fell From You, by Gary Wimmer. This is Psychic Jethro, Let's Go Wild. I hope you guys are listening in to 516-453-6081 for psychic fun. Tonight, we're going to go to the dogs. No, we're going to go to the wolves. We're going to be working with that really fun thing today, all of you. We want to thank you for the individuals that have been writing in at psychicjethro.com and asking. And one of the things that was asked about is, Jethro, we would love to hear about the discovering your power animals and working within the energies. For years, I remember you reading for us here in Colorado and being able to tell us what our totem was and the fun part of finding your totem and your animals. Well, thank you for writing. So thus, tonight's show. So we're going to be on Dog Day, and I welcome all of our friends and all of your pets, bringing in the animals, bringing in anything that you want to bring in to listen to us. We're going to be discussing it, and I say we, because I have some phenomenal guests on tonight on Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going to introduce those of you have heard of her on the show. You've heard her voice before. You've heard her fun, and you asked for, and it's the wonderful, loving pet individual, Carol Cook. Carol, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really good invitation tonight. I really appreciate it.
And Carol, we're going to get a little wild, and they do know that you are a little bit of a wolf woman, and I got to tease you about that. It's in a compliment. I'm not saying we're not wolf whistling her, so don't be giving me trouble already. I got people writing in, Jethro, I'll wolf whistle her. Well, you got to be calm, or Carol will wolf whistle you right back. We got to get Carol, explain to them a little bit about your path and who you are so they know more about our wonderful Carol Cook.
Thank you. My path started many years ago when I was little, but it wasn't until probably the last 3 or 4 years that I was able to connect into the path that truly felt real to me, and I could acknowledge I've always loved animals, but it wasn't until a retreat that everything in my personality that I have demonstrated or encountered indicated that I was a wolf. And that totem just called to me. And so I wanted to thank Jethro, who also acknowledged it. And it's just led me in a completely new direction. And I absolutely love it and embrace it.
And we love you for doing it, Carol. We're going to get a little bit of howlish wild here in a few minutes. We've got another individual that's just new to our show and not new to abilities. We're talking about a very positive, sensual, sensitive human being. I'm having trouble with my S's today, and we have okay, they're teasing me. They go, Jethro, you don't get any pizza till you calm down. The pepperoni's making you out of your mind. It's not. You guys, don't be wild until we get there. We have Emily Dodrell, and I messed up her last name. She's going to get me, but here she is. Emily, how are you tonight?
I'm great. Thank you, Jethro. You said my last name perfectly, so...
Hey, I'm doing better on Dog Days. Those of you know, we get a little wild. Those of you remember the old days when the Dog Days were out there and the heat was out and you had to be careful. Your dogs would get a little bit listless and they would be different things. You had to make sure they, you know, it's hot out. Animals get it. Remember those of you who are writing in. We adopt instead of shop. And I know that sounds really wild. I've had people tell me I have to have that. And I understand there are times for a pedigree and there's different things and reasoning. But believe me, if you can adopt instead of shop. You bring home an animal right now that's sitting there in that rescue. And then we're going to get at it tonight. You guys know this is my big thing. Everybody knows Party Marty is my four-legged son, and we're going to get there. He's here tonight wagging his tail because he knows Carol has also some dogs, and so does Emily. We're going to talk to Carol starting off. We've got some emails in. Carol, Jethro had told me about this show, and I'm very excited to send you my question. Carol, he said that you have two dogs named Thelma and Louise. Are you into people that are just riding off in the sunset with two wild girls? I love their name. Why did you name your dogs Thelma and Louise?
Yeah, we are riding off into the sunset as three wild girls. They are absolutely wonderful dogs. They're sweet. They're loyal. They go on guard at night, you know, when they hear something unusual. And the reason why we named them Thelma and Louise is my brother had come over. My brother's also gifted. And he looked at him and he looked at me and he goes, "Those two are going to be trouble." And I go, "They're not trouble." And he goes, "Well, they're sweet to you, but you know, they're a little bit mischievous," and it's really kind of funny because he was watching the dogs for me on a Saturday afternoon, and he walked outside to call me to tell me everything's fine. You know, the dogs are taken care of, they're fed, they're, you know, he closed the door. Just then, as it would have it, the wind blew open up the front kitchen door, and those two looked at him, he said, and the next thing I could hear him is calling on the phone going, "Come back here." So they put him on a run, and they both went different directions. You know, it's just mischievous, not to be bad or to get in trouble. But, you know, they are just like the characters in the TV movie, you know. It's unsurpassed how we could have picked better names for them. So thank you for asking.
Whoop, we got a good one here, and all those of you tuning in, there will be prizes at PsychicJethro.com. Put in, write your questions. We're waiting here at www.PsychicJethro.com, and we will be picking up that phone, 516-453-6081. We see you guys building and a lot of you listening in. Remember, we will just ask you your first number, and if you don't say anything, we'll feel that you want to listen, and we'll just go on. Never stress out, because Psychic's Gone Wild is here for you. And speaking of here for you, I've got with Emily, our phenomenal girl, Jethro wrote me this about this wonderful person going to be on his show, and I was so excited. He said you have cats and dogs living in your house and that you're like me. You see, Jethro met me almost 18 years ago, and I couldn't help it. I loved all the animals. He would tease me whenever he was stressed in Colorado, and he would come over to my house to talk to all the pets. You see, all of my pets are psychic, and I believe, Emily, you're beautiful. I just have this really quick question for Emily. Emily, have you ever had an animal that you felt that really needed a person, but it was hard to find a person for?
Wow, that's a really great question, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I definitely do. I am a firm believer in adopt, don't shop, and all of my pets are rescued. And actually, my cat, who just unfortunately recently passed away, we saw her for like the longest time outside of our apartment building, and we like suspected that she was, you know, homeless, but she just was so afraid of everybody, didn't want to get close to anybody. And so over the course of a year, like, we have no idea how this cat survived out in the wild, but eventually she just started to show up by our front door, which is on the second floor. Like, it's a very particular door that you have to go up to. And she would just wait for us. And she was very tentative. She definitely was very hesitant. So, yes, I do believe that there are animals out there that are very particular about having their soulmate, I guess you could say. Much like we are always looking for our own soulmates.
Wow, you guys are got ready. You got the ladies who know, and we love you. And very good, Emily. Emily, they're asking me, you talked about Emily. Am I correct? Emily is very much into animals and very psychic. I would like to know, I forgot, and I messed up, Emily. Tell them a little bit about who you are and how you got into this wild program of reading animals and why you're so good.
Oh, thank you. You know, honestly, like Carol, I've always had an interest in animals. I've always felt like a very particular draw to dogs, especially growing up. I used to have like one of those Brain Quest things with all the dog breeds on there, and I had them all memorized. Like I knew every single dog breed by the time I was like, when I was 15, I got introduced to cats. So, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I even forget what the question was. I'm just talking, but
You're fine. You're wonderful.
I think it's great that you've loved those animals since you were little.
Thank you. Yeah, I've always just felt drawn to animals, and you know, with all my work and everything, like growing up, I've always felt kind of just out of place. Like I really want to be close with animals, but I just have never been able to have that opportunity. And I really feel like within the past couple of months, like my life has been leading me up to this place where I am able to be with animals and working in the way that I want to. And it's very it's been very enlightening to me. It's been very special. I'm beyond excited to be in this realm, I guess, of different spirits, like a different, it's just like a totally different mode. So I'm just very excited.
I love it. And those of you who took that challenge, I take your challenge with you psychics that I have worked with in the last 38 years. If you'll go it, I'll go it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be doing one reading for each animal that we can set this with. So what I want from you is to take that challenge. Get me at JethroHelps@gmail.com. You guys know my website, psychicjethro.com, and give me that challenge. I will do match for match for you. Half an hour, or an hour and a half reading for those societies. Each one that we give that money to helps that rescue. Right now, we're in a coronavirus 19. They need us more now than they ever did. Those of you who love your animal and know your health, we're going to talk a few minutes here with Carol, and then we're going to get to those readings. So you guys calling on the phone, you will get 5 minutes with one of us psychics, and be ready because it's getting animal wild in here. Carol, one of the things that has been going on with my animal is my animal needs vitamins. I have talked to my professional, and they had told me there is things out there. Do you feel that there is a dog vitamin out there, or am I just imagining that Jethro's been teasing me, telling me you have something that's going to help my wild Harry, because he keeps going around the house and he's not himself, and I want him to have a little vitamins. He's only 4 years old.
Wow. Well, you know, with wild Harry and with all animals, dogs and cats, just like humans, they need supplements, and it isn't so much something that it's going to be a doctor that's going to prescribe it. You can go down to PetSmart, Dogco, wherever they have these stores, and you can do a selection. They have some vitamins that are there, but, you know, you're going to be there for a couple of hours staring and comparing and still asking yourself, what is going to be the best one for my wild Harry? And so what I have found is that there is a product that is for a business that's being held out of Maryland, and it is for products. These are made in the United States. They're assembled by people in the United States with care and consideration and love of animals as well, and that company is called Navetica. And they have, you know, a multivitamin that has various nutrients and vitamins that would meet your dog's nutritional needs. And all of these products that they have are just like that. They have calcium and phosphorus in that multivitamin. They have potassium, and that potassium is a mineral to keep the kidneys functioning normally. And as you know, as a four-year-old dog, eventually, you know, some of that puppiness may wear off. And if they're not eating, you know, a diet that is varied, that they could suffer from lack of nutrition. And so providing them a multivitamin would be very, very appropriate.
I love you, Carol, and thank you guys listening in. We've got it going wild here. I've got a little bit of a question for me, and those of you tuning in, it started going. They said, make sure you're having fun. I have one more here that we're reading on here, and I know you guys are messaging me on it, so I'm going to pick this up, and then we'll be going to those of you who've done that psychicjethro.com, put in your stuff to win those prizes. We do need to have a physical address to send these things to. Tonight, we're going to be giving away some really fun, good things, and I have a person writing me, Jethro, I don't know what it is, but I must ask you this. I remember when Party Marty was the little bad monkey off of the Wizard of Oz, and that you were out dancing around in the parking lot with this little dog. I always thought the most adorable thing was when you said fly in the whiz, he would howl, and I thought that you had trained him. I found out later that you were Psychic Jethro, and I never came over because of my business. You see, in my professionalism, they would tease me about being your friend. But I got to tell you, in Florida, if you guys ever come back, and if you ever have any more free lasagna, I'd really be grateful because you gave my whole crew lasagna when we were moving and working that hard day. You know who I am, and just keep that dog being the bad little monkey. I think he should have won the contest, but he made me laugh so bad when you two had your dance and he got his other prizes. Thank you. And they're telling a little personal story, and I got tears in my eyes. I'm telling you a little bit that my dog is a very unique dog. He's very psychic, he's very strong, and he's mine. And I was told by him, by a client, that my dog was psychic. I went to pick him up, and he was a little different than I thought. I have had a lot of animals, and he was very apprehensive, had just been neutered, and I didn't realize that a Shih Tzu was that size. I'm not being mean. I love him, but I have always had big dogs and lived in the country. I asked Marty if he wanted to be my friend, and he came up and sat on my foot. I took that as a good sign. We have been friends ever since, and what the person was talking about was Marty competed in a show down there for the bad dog, and I dressed him as one of the bad little monkeys. He had the cute little hair, and we did him all upright, and he went there. He did very well, but at the last minute, he told me he didn't want to go out on stage, so I didn't force him. I don't force anybody. And so me and Marty made an agreement that I'll stay on the radio. He'll stay over here with me, and we're good. And he was happy. I took him home. He got treats. So there's the story. The lasagna was something I fed them because I knew they were working. When you're working, sometimes it's nice to have hot food when you're working real hard. Definitely come out to Colorado or California, I'm in now, and I will feed you. And you know how I am. We never fight over food. You guys have been so good on the phones, and I love the fact you guys wait. Let's get you out these wild two fun girls. And tonight we have 212. How are you, 212?
Oh, hey, Jethro. It's Bryn from New York City.
Yay, you got to be one of my testers a while ago to see if the phone worked. I heard your voice, and I'm like, Bryn from New York City's here. We're going to do it. This is a dog lover from way back.
Now, what if I don't have any animal questions? I didn't know it was like animal night.
Then you ask us about people. We deal with both. We love animals more. Oh. No, I'm kidding. We love you, too.
Okay, well, I was wondering if it would be okay to ask if there's any messages I need to hear right now from my guides, anything I need to hear.
I do feel Carol's picking up something with her wolf totem, and I'm going to let her go from there. What are you feeling the message they're telling our wonderful Bryn?
Well, let me focus in on her energy. And you're in New York City, correct? Or
New
the
York
state
City.
Of New York?
New York City.
New York City.
Yeah, Manhattan.
And Amy and Jethro, jump in at any time, but I am picturing in my mind's eye that you're surrounded. I'm seeing green around you, which, you know, some people say that has to do with healing. But it could be that maybe somebody that you know has been ill and you're trying to help them. I don't know if I'm on target or not. Could you give me some feedback?
The first one is a little more correct. The healing part. Yeah, because I don't know anybody. Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm going to go with the green. And when I see the green and the healing, I'm seeing that there's this. It's like a void. Like there's this place next to you where there maybe used to be an individual or a place or a thing, and that placer thing is gone, and it's caused you some immense sadness.
That's what I've been feeling. I've been feeling the past few days in a void, and like lost, losing something. Yeah, that's exactly what's been going on. I've been feeling very voidish, like just empty void and sort of hollow, like hollow emptiness. Yeah.
I feel that, and I'm going to help you a little bit with that too, and I apologize. I had a little bit of problem there with my energy, and thank you for going with it, Bryn. There is something physically going a little bit. I feel like you have been a person, you have your own work, you have your things, but I feel like there needs to be something brought in for you to feel that love again, back in again. I feel like something emotionally, they're calling of the wild for you, of having a relationship and being part of life again. I feel like something is you know?
Yeah, no, I feel... go ahead, sorry.
No, you're... Go ahead. You feel?
No, I do feel apart from things, like apart from myself lately. for a while, I thought I was kind of moving upwards. And then the past 2 days, something shifted, and I just feel like something's gone or something, or I don't feel engaged, you know, just kind of going through the motions kind of thing.
Emily.
You know.
Yes.
How are you?
To be honest, I'm sensing like very general, like broad pictures, but I feel like you do have hard work ahead of you, but ultimately like one thing keeps popping in my mind, and it's that everything is going to be okay. And that's the main thing that I'm really feeling right now.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bryn, and definitely, you know, keep in contact. I think we have down for there. You will be receiving a prize from Psychics Gone Wild, and I apologize now because I have my list laid somewhere else, but it's something good. And I can tell you it's going to California, New York again, and just be looking to Mel for Psychics Gone Wild. We love you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We love our friends. And those of you tuning in, this is getting intense. We've got two wild ladies and wilder stuff going. We got the phones going. We want to tease those of you that are typing in the room. Definitely call the 516-453-6081. We don't have a person in the chat room to read, but we welcome you guys that are coming in. I had a person message me earlier and said, Jethro, you have got the wildest group. There's something about the tonight's show. My husband and we were sitting here listening, and I look out the back window, and I kid you not, I saw a red wolf. I'm looking, and I go, it's not a husky. She goes, I think it has something to do with your show. I love your people, and I'm getting shingles all over me.
Yes, you know what it is.
Tell her, Carol.
Okay, so it is something that's personal to me, and it's funny that we're on the show, and it's all symbolic. But one of my guides is Red Wolf. He was a Indian chief of war back in the 1800s, and I had confirmed that through Wikipedia. And it's funny that she sees it and ties it to the show. Very interesting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love it, and I feel like they're going at least into what they also said that's happening. I've got a lot of people clicking here. We want to talk to Emily, too, about something that happened with my cat. My cat has been gone and went to the other side a year ago. I still feel her here. And so people have teased me, and I made a little bed for her in memory. You see, it's not a physical bed anymore. It hurt me too much to have her things close to me. So I made myself a little beautiful flower bed that I lay over here beside me. Now I'm getting the strongest feeling that she's tired of that and wants me to get another cat. Is this me or is it my cat? Because I know they live so long. I'd love to have another animal, but I don't want to make my old Prissy mad.
Oh, I think honestly it's so respectful to just make her a bed like that to begin with. And I'm sure she's so appreciative of that. And I know that she really loved to be with you, and that's why you still feel her. Honestly, I feel like if you're getting that message, then I think it's from the cat telling you that you're ready to to go ahead and add somebody else to your life. I think your cat is ready for you to not necessarily move on from her, but just move on and be able to be happy.
Very good. And I love, yes, very much. And they, she wrote in, she goes, I don't know why, but I love this girl and I'm going on her advice because she's the best. I also want you to know,
oh,
Jennifer,
thank you.
I love your people tonight, and the Red Wolf lady may be wild, but she's cool too, and I'm having a great time. But thank you, guys. That's what we want. We want you to have a good time. We're getting to the part. We got to grab some more phone. I know all of you are ready. Don't stand in line. Don't fight. We'll grab the first phone that's on tonight. Did that rhyme or what? Here we go. 931, are you ready to have some? What, 631. Okay, 931 went bye-bye, and 631 just took over. I didn't do it. He pushed. 631, you're live.
Yes, hi, my name is Suzanne.
Welcome, Suzanne, to the Psychics Go Wild. We love you. I'm glad you called in tonight.
Thank you. Do you see any changes with love life or career?
I am going to have to ask permission, Suzanne, and you get to have the reading with old psychic Jethro. I hope I can still do it today. I need to get your full name and then your date of birth.
Suzanne, 10560.
Suzanne, I'm feeling a very strong energy with you, and I got a yes on a new relationship. I got there's something happening with the work that you're being kept there because you're holding someone up. You're doing something that's happening for your work that's really stressful.
I don't, it's not enough money. I don't want to be there.
We got to get you out of there because they got you in the grind is what I call it. And it's just not productive. And I feel that they showed me that it's a couple months down. But I also saw what I love and I saw with the angels and the guides with you is I saw this love coming in and I saw it going boom, da da boom, boom. It's like they're saying yes. But they show me, do you have somebody that is maybe trying to block? I see you have somebody that's trying to, you're done with, but they've trying to went around and kind of tried to block you or mark you or get other people to think they're your ex-boyfriend or something?
No.
I pick up a person who's doing energy, and I feel they said it's time for you to have a relationship that's meaningful. There's something here that you're, it's like it's been, if I keep feeling like you should have met him or you feel, and it just keeps happening. All work and all stress has got where you need to meet that person that'll treat you good, you know?
Yes.
And I feel that they're telling me that this is more later out. I'm getting this is within about a month, month and a half. I'm saying close to around in October, around in your birthday. I did feel like you're a little choosy, Suzanne. I feel like what you're looking for in relationship, you've had people liking you, but you don't want that. You want the real thing.
Or lately people haven't liked me.
Oh, well, that's their loss. They don't have no good taste. I feel like there's something there going on for them that they've been awkward or something. I feel that they're, and they also said they're making sure they hold this fort. I'm going to do a little prayers for you, and you know, definitely put on the psychicjethro.com, you know, there. And if you put down Suzanne, I will send you a really strong agate necklace that works really good to get you moved out of that job. I don't want them working my Suzanne.
Real quickly. I applied to a bunch today and stuff, like for schools and different stuff that's starting like in a week and a half. Do you see me at least getting some interviews to start?
I did, but I saw that the interviews get drawn out. I feel it's going to take a while to get you to move, but I saw two interviews, and I saw that you have the paperwork and the potential you need out of where you are. It's just something's dragging it along to get moved quickly is what I feel. And I feel that some of the whoever the schools or something there are getting you over moved, but it couldn't happen. I do feel that later, yes. So,
yeah, I was hoping for an interview, either call this week or next week.
I feel next week is what I'm feeling. And let me know. You know, you can contact me there, and I will keep prayers for you. And I wish you the best, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Thank you. Those of you tuning in, we're welcoming all of the readers. We've got a bunch of them here. I never knew, Jethro, how wild it was until I looked at your Facebook. You're into selling food. You give snacks. You're out over here. I just saw those two little chunky twin boys, and they look like football players. You told me they were preemies. How you doing, Britt? This is my friend Britt. Britt and me have been friends since third grade. He has got a question here. I don't know why, but I think that Carol can answer this for me. I've always had trouble when it comes to relationships. You see, I have a wolf totem, and I don't know what it is, but I pick the people that are the hardest to get. Is this common in wolf totems, or am I the only one waiting on my wolf to wake up? Okay. Go ahead. I don't know if you don't have to answer that, Carol.
I'm living proof it's the wolf. And yeah, it's, you know, we see something, and it is the quality that we see in the people. And when we make that selection, it's part of our totem to be loyal, to try to obtain that. And it isn't until a little bit farther down the path that we, you know, start going, man, why do I always pick the hardest person? Why do I always do that? And that has to do with being a wolf. You spy something, you put it in your sights, and that's where your mind goes.
I love it. Thank you. I don't know who she is, Jethro, but I love her, and I think I do feel why you two are friends. You were always psychic and scared me, and the chills went up and down my arms with her, just like it always did with you around. I like her, but I think you two both should be turning on the electricity about now. So, we love Britt, and Britt is a wonderful Wyoming friend, and we thank you, Britt. And remember, I can still outright a bull of you today, so just keep that in mind. So those of you know that, you know, I was born in Wyoming, and they say we're a little rough. They're correct. We've got one here for you. Emily, I have been listening to the show, and I am very curious about something here. Maybe you can help me. I have a little puppy, and when I talk to him, he always just seems to get very nervous and afraid. I don't understand. I did pick him from the litter, and I waited long enough because I had had a dog before who suffered maybe from a little bit of early anxiety. I don't know if my puppy likes me or not, but when I speak, even in soft tones, he gets very nervous with me and tries to sometimes even run away. Have I picked the wrong puppy?
No, definitely not. You know, I'm a big believer that everything happens for a reason. You know, some animals are just so unique and so quirky, and you just don't know why they act the way they do. I honestly just think you should keep trying what you're doing, maybe add some treats in. I mean, as long as you're putting forth that effort and that love, then, I mean, what could possibly go wrong? I mean, it's not like you could give this dog to another person and he would magically get better. You know what I mean? So I feel like you're on the right path. I feel like everything is going to go good. Eventually, the puppy will get used to you. And he'll be able to grow with you. And I don't think it's going to be a forever problem.
I love it. And thank you very much, Emily. We're going here a little bit. We're going to grab those phones again. Don't go anywhere. We're still having a little bit of tongue. Jethro, I went out for a snack. I came back, and my ex-wife is back. And I want to know for you psychics, what is it about these she-wolf women? That's why I called in tonight. I guess I got the wrong show. My wife, I swear, is a she-wolf. She can find me. You see, I am two states away. I love your show, and I will continue to listen in. I just wanted to ask the lady with the wolf totem, am I going to have to just run, or why is this wolf haunting me? Okay. Carol, you want to take that one? What do you feel they should do for those two states away, she-wolf after him?
Wow, that is two states away. And she's, if I understood him right, she's the wolf?
Yeah.
Is that what his note says?
Yeah, he says
wow.
He's a she-wolf.
I don't want to be too flippant here, but I would say keep moving. if she's in there and he walks in and is surprised to see her, that would be very unnerving. that would shake me up, actually, if there was a totem wolf person following me. It's like you have now lost the sense of your boundaries, or they have now lost the sense of your boundaries. Mm-hmm. Jethro, do you want to comment on that, or Emily?
Emily, you go first on that one. We're talking she-wolves. It's serious now.
Yeah, no, definitely. Those are great points, Carol. Definitely. I was thinking you know, when I think of a wolf, I see persistence and I see loyalty, but on the other side of that, I also see, you know, of course, unwavering loyalty. So of course she's going to follow you two states over. Honestly, in terms of how to handle that though, I'm really, I really have no advice for that.
And I got to tell you, psychically, you know, we were talking here, what we're sensing with it. Be careful. There is a couple things that you're saying here. You, somehow she tracked you. Let's be honest. Let's do a little of the detective work. If this is someone who is haunting you, chasing you, and doing things, and you're not safe, you should be calling the big squad. Have the big lights come on for her. If it's something you're joking, and what we're taking here, and what we caught on also is that you guys have an intense relationship, and she's back in your life, and you're not sure, you need to set some boundaries there and talk with her. You know. What's good and what's not. And we love it. We're all here going, okay, and it's very good points. And we welcome to hear what happens with She-Wolf chasing me. We've got another person right here. Jethro, I am like the Mountain Dew, man. This is turning me on, and I'm going to the hills. First, I get your name on there, and I can't believe it. I just really love your name, Jethro. I just got to tell you that then I get in here, and I just feel the most coolest, wildest energy. I am hearing and sensing vibration from you three and realize that I'm not the only psychic up in these there mountains. I am a little bit maybe of a country boy and a little bit of a hillbilly, but I don't feel that you guys would bother you a bit. No, it won't bother us. And what I love about it is that I was sitting in my Chevy truck last night when I know that I actually saw a full energy spirit coming from the forest. It told me that I was going to be having a relationship. Now, I have not ever seen this, and I apologize. I'm reading this real quick, but I have never had this happen. Jethro, can you guys help me? Well, yes, you can have something feel an energy and do a sensation. Now, if you were in our class, I would teach you how to make a white energy and send it towards it. You want to make sure that psychic energy is telling you something good. You don't want it to be that crazy girl across the hill you know about that daddy wants to get rid of, and she's telling you you're going to get with her. Because what she's doing is she's saying, you're going to get a wife, and tomorrow I'm going to show up, just happen to come over to your house with a nice little pie, and you're going to take me in, and I'm going to have a house. What you want to have happen is you want to be able to go there. And I do love that you understand that. I have a very southern name, and I come from very country. My father can play you any music you ever want to play. My grandfather with the fiddle, and you want to go there. My sister can play any musical instrument that is. Every country song. She makes Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn songs beautiful still to this day. So I do know where you're coming from. I do want to make sure that if you were feeling the energy and you're feeling this chill, you're getting our vibrations. If the hair's tingling on your arm, you're talking to strong psychics. I've got the two strongest psychics right now on this radio of a group of us. So I'm glad you're having a good time, and I just wish you the best, and make sure if you're out there in that Chevy truck that you sit down and relax and don't be driving with beer. You know what I'm talking about. So I want to love all of you guys that we're going together. Yes?
Can I say something to this gentleman?
Yes.
He was in his truck, and he saw that forest sprite, that forest dent, come out and shed some information with him. It's very rare that somebody is by themselves and they have this experience. And I shouldn't say rare, but when it does happen, it is very meaningful. And he should probably jot that information down about his reaction to it, what went through his mind, and probably in three weeks to a month, it's going to show itself. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, totally, Carol. I totally agree with you. I was going to say that's something very special. So that's something I would definitely just hold close to you for the next while, I guess.
And we love it, all of you guys tuned in. Are you guys ready to grab that phone? Because we're going to be picking up another one. Winner, 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 winner. Every time a winner. We have 856. Let's get your kicks, 856. Here we go. It's like it's gone wild. I'm running out of rhymes tonight. I used to be clever, but I got tired. 856, how about you? I'm like it's wild, too.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Yay, Laura from New Jersey's the best. How you been?
I've been good, Jethro. How about you?
I've been working myself like a crazy man. I need a couple of days to calm it down. But I love you, Laura. You got a question in front of us? I could feel you got a lot of stuff going on with you too, girl.
Yeah. So I have a phone interview for a long-term contract on Friday morning, and I submitted a resume for a contract in North Carolina last week. And after I hung up today with the agency telling me I had the phone interview for Friday, this guy called me that I had submitted with for North Carolina last week and said that they picked my resume, and my resume along with some other people are getting scrutinized by the client. So they have high hopes that I'm going to get picked for an interview with that North Carolina client as well. So I just want to know if you see me getting, you know, staying here in New Jersey or moving down to North Carolina for this job or whatever, just whatever you see, I guess.
All right. How about you, Emily? What are you sensing there? Are you feeling something?
Oh, gosh. I think I'm going to need a minute to just think about this.
Okay. And how about Carol?
Okay.
Oh, you're fine, yeah. Hello. Is Carol still
Hello.
There?
Oh, hi there. Okay, Laura, you said that you're in New Jersey, but everything is pointing towards North Carolina. Is it going to require you to move to North Carolina?
I would have to move there because the contract is a year-long contract, but at least once I move down there, I would be put there. I would be there after the contract's over with. The company's not really going to pay for my move, though. Now, I could stay here in New Jersey and travel back and forth, but then they're not going to pay for my travel expenses. So it would be cheaper for me to move.
That's quite a distance, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
I believe that you would be getting a signed contract with one of these employers. I think that's how you term them, who's looking at it with this company that has your resume.
Yeah, but
and
it's not a
permanent position.
And I believe
that by next week.
Yeah.
But it's to contract work from you, correct? Or
yeah.
As you produce something?
Do you think it would be one of the two jobs in New Jersey or the one in North Carolina?
I keep getting North Carolina, and I'm picturing it lots of green, lots of lushness of foliage. I'm seeing North Carolina. Emily, do you have something different?
No, I really agree with you, Carol. I was going to say... I even thought you were from North Carolina to begin with, because that's kind of what your accent sounds like. But I definitely see I definitely see North Carolina working out for you better than anything in New Jersey, to be honest.
Oh, great. Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much.
So, thank you and welcome. Thank you for calling us. Blessings.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Okay,
so bye.
We've got a few minutes here to give away those prizes up here on Psychics Gone Wild. We've got it going wilder than wild. I'm picking up an email here. Deanna, you've won. And it looks like we have another winner here that Donna from before had got. She's going to be winning herself another crystal. She didn't get her first one. So, Donna, I'm checking here, and I'm going to verify, and you'll be getting three of our necklaces in the mail from Psychics Gone Wild. And I will send you an email out to make sure we get it there this time. Those of you know sometimes we have this happen with the mail. I have got to tease you. Carol knows that I have an office and that it is full of mail because I love people sending stuff. And I want you to send me stuff because I send out free things. It's called sharing the wealth. So if you have something that should go to somebody, if you've got something there, put it in something, send it there. It means so much to those of us who really enjoy it. How many times have you opened up your mailbox and it's all full of what have I got to do? What have I got to owe? Have something in there that's really nice. I had a lady that told me, she was just, I love your thank you cards. I know that you're the silliest post guy I've ever seen because you have sent me postcards from probably half of the world. Every time I go places, I pick up different things and I get a feeling and I send it. It's so nice to have something in the mail. If you're that type of person, let me know because we have some really great things that are fun to do, and it's at psychicjethro.com, because what we do is we give these prizes away. We have also a winner of some things that has been won before, one of our big top winners when we were given $200 and $300 prizes of different things away, and that is Kathy Stewart in New York. You took the prize tonight on Let's Go Wild with the Wolves, person who's always been very compassionate, and I love your animals and get a little emotion. I know Kathy not only from the radio, but also personally, a very good person who had the most beautiful dog in the world and still has dogs, and I will be sending you that $150 prize. We're writing it out now, so you'll get an email and confirming everything tomorrow. And so those of you that are checking with us, this is Psychics Gone Wild. I hope you're having fun at 516-453-6081. Remember, if you put in, you can put in, and we can still catch you. That doesn't sound right. We could still go and get you and read it. We're not playing catch on football. You guys have been writing me all these dog jokes, and now you got me. Ball, where's the ball? So what I'm saying is we can still get that mailed out to you later on a different show. I have to ask Carol. I've been here for months, Jethro, waiting. You haven't. We just started this show 40 minutes ago. I have to know why Carol, every time she talks on this show, I feel this really positive sense that she is being guided to do this. I don't feel that Carol has been reading as a psychic like some of your other people, Jethro. I feel this woman has a different career altogether, but the angels want her doing this because she had a hurtful person before in her life. I think he was crazy. I don't think he knew what he was doing. Am I right? Why do I keep picking up that Carol is the psychic that's hidden? I don't know how to, Carol, I don't know what to ask, tell her.
Well, I would say that it is true. My career is with a large corporation where it's all business, and everything has everything that I do in regards to this is all very personal, and it's a personal love that I have. And yes, it is very guided. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at a compass, thinking about our last caller. That was Laura in New Jersey asking about, you know, her contracts. And I'm looking at this compass, and it's pointing south. Why would my compass point south instead of north? So, I mean, there is just certain particular things that have happened over the years that I keep getting guidance on. You know, when the first person wrote in and was asking about the red wolf. They saw the red wolf in their yard. And when I had this, I went to a drumming circle, you know, just in the evening. Let me just try it out. And lo and behold, I had this spirit come right up into my mind's eye in front of my face. And I documented all of this. And as it's progressed, everything is, it's like the story I could never have written. It is so special, and everybody that I meet has been such wonderful, wonderful input, even with somebody that wasn't so good for me, right? So, you know, we balance that out and we move forward. I hope that answers their question.
I think it does, and I want to tease you. Why are you reading my psychics listening to our show? Because you're psychic, that's the answer. I'm just teasing you. If you can't be teased, Jethro's the wrong one to come. You got to leave my Carol alone. You know, I'm really funny about my people, too, and we've already had little conversations, you, because I know what radio show you're on. So here we go. One, we love you, and everybody's going, Jethro's fighting over Carol. It's getting crazy, and Psyche's gone wild. Let Emily talk, Jethro. You keep taking over the show, and I want to hear something from her. Ask Emily why my two cats keep arguing and hiding my hairbrush. It really hurts my feelings. You see, I am 38 years old, and they will go in the bathroom. They talk amongst themselves in cat language. Then they take and hide my hairbrush. Are they telling me that I should have short hair like them because they seem jealous? It makes me laugh. I've never had problems with my kitties, but lately they will do anything they can to get at my hairbrush. What do you think, Emily? What is going on with the kitties?
Honestly, cats have a mind of their own, especially when there's two of them together. Maybe they just don't want you to go out into the world. They'd rather you stay home with them. To me, a brush symbolizes like being able to present yourself. So obviously, if you can't present yourself, you can't go out in public, for most people at least. Honestly, that's a great question. Cats are just so quirky. You really just can't you just can't figure it out. What are they thinking? Who knows?
I love it. Those of you tuning in, we're here wild, and we're going to be bringing in later some wonderful guests for you coming up this later shows. You wanted her. Anne will be back, and she'll be reading very intense. Your bad girl will be back. Don't be worried. She still will be here. We want to know whatever happened to I apologize. The name you said, I've never heard of, and I actually, don't laugh at me, I cannot pronounce it. I only do very little El Pequeño Español, but I've never heard of that person. I wish them the best, but I can tell you the Psyche's Gone Wild, they haven't been on. I think you've got the wrong show, but tell them to call Psyche's Gone Wild and we'll put them on the show if they're ready to go wild. So what we've got happening here is we'll work out with you. I want to thank some of you, Jethro. I don't know what it is about you. You always talk so fast. I don't know, but I listen to the show later in the archive and I laugh. So you have never slowed down. I have been listening to your show for 8 years. I want Dina Flanagan back. I miss her. I love her. I would like her to talk about the fact that she told you that she was in Commando and You Turn Red is my favorite show. I am probably at least 150 of your likes because I listen to that show whenever I feel down. You give me a good kick where I need it, Jethro, because sometimes you have gotten real serious. I will be getting a pet, and I will be letting you guys know on Psychic Gold. This is called Man with Blue Eyes, who's always been shy, but someday I'll find my perfect girl.
Aww.
Man with Blue Eyes, we love you, and you stay the way you are. And I remember when you called in on the show and she told you that she was in Commando, we both just about had to run because I didn't understand what it meant until I found out about that. So what's really beautiful for everyone that's on here, this is live, this is real. If you're not real and you're not live, we will give you back your five. So come on in. We got you going, and five is hand. I saw your hand go, no, Bullard, you're not going to get $5. I know you need it, but I meant five of a hand, five palms back to you. He never was good at basketball, but we love him anyway. Here we are going into what's happening. This is like it's gone wild. Jethro, I have enjoyed the show. I can't wait to get on there. I will get on the psychicjethro.com, and I will find out what things are going on. I would like to see about Navetica, so I will send you my information and have you forward it to Carol. Do it. Do it like you did to it. And what I got with the things happening is those of you who haven't had a chance, you guys know I'm branching out a little bit. So if you are on Facebook and you happen to see me come up doing other things, don't freak out. I must let you know that I owned a restaurant at 18. I have been in the food business almost as long as I've been a psychic, and I'm very good at it. I did very well at it, and I have very good recipes, and I love to cook. So don't worry if you see me in other areas. We're working on having some fun, and I do things for other reasons. Jethro, ask Amy why my sister keeps calling my dog the wrong name. I have talked to her, but she swears my dog wants her to call her another name, that he's psychic, and he thinks it's funny when we fight. You see, I am 11 years old. My dad got me the dog 4 months ago. We have trained him, and he is my comrade, and I love him. And his name is Laddie. But every time she sees him, she calls him Liddy, and he gets all lit up and acts like he's flipping his lid. I want him to be Laddie, not Liddy. Am I wrong for what's going, or is my sister just trying to take over my dog?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. you know, I can understand where you're coming from. Definitely. I mean, your dog is your comrade, and you named him. So I would just maybe ask your sister, who might have a little bit of jealousy issues, if she can, like, maybe call Laddie Liddy in private. Maybe that could be, like, a solid, what's the word, where you both agree on something.
Compromise?
What's that word? Yes, compromise, yes. Maybe that could be a great compromise where she just calls Laddie Liddy in secret. But honestly, yeah, just I would just keep calling Laddie Laddie until she knows that's her name.
Love it. Thank you, Emily. And we've got one here for Carol before we pick up those phones. We got a bunch of you on the phones, and we're having a lot of the phone hold. So we will be getting with you 4102. We're going to try and grab you in a minute. And hang on. Carol, I have to know what happened to my sister. My sister has taken off with this gentleman 2 months ago. We had joked with her about the fact that he wouldn't marry her, and it hurt her feelings. You see, me and my other sister weren't trying to be mean. We knew that he had been dating her casual. Unfortunately, it really hurt her feelings, and my sister got madder than a Red Hatter. She took him out, set him down, and they had a discussion. They packed everything up, left in two cars, and we haven't heard from her in months. We're concerned. She's okay, because we would have heard had she not been. But I just keep feeling, is there any way my sister and us are going to make amends? I wish I hadn't have made fun of her potato head. you called him a potato head? Oh, sorry, Carol, what?
Well, let me think on this for a second. And Jethro and Emily, if you want, while I think about this and try to connect, if you could bring in some energy into this.
Yeah, I feel that you are gonna. I feel the sister's gonna get over it. I did laugh as I was reading the. You know, I feel like you were joking about him looking like Mr. Potato Head, but I do feel that she's gonna bring her Mr. Potato Head, as you called him, back. And I do feel that later you guys have learned yourself a lesson. You know, it's your sister's life to do what she wants. And I understand if he was doing something out, but if he was just dating casual, it probably did hurt her because she had her hopes up, and now she's proven to you guys with it. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to grab the phones here real quick because we've got a bunch of you guys. Uh-oh. The phones are going. That was a little bit of a wow. How about 402? What about you? Have you been on 402?
I'm here.
Hi. How are you doing, 402?
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call. I just would like to see if you pick up any. We've got a birthday coming up, and my son is crossed over, and his dog. It's just me and my service dog here. Mm-hmm. And I wondered if you're picking up anything or any messages for my son.
I am, and I will tell you, that's where I didn't realize you had someone from the other side. He just pushed you from, like, about the 50th caller up to number 7, and I'm so happy, but he scared me, and I'm glad, because I do feel that I feel they're trying to communicate, let you know that he's not that far from you. You have your spirit service dog there. He's telling me that you do sense him. I do feel that this was an untimely death.
Right.
And
yeah, it was very sudden and bad.
I'm feeling it, and I'm feeling it very strong there. And I do feel that what he's telling me is that he's working towards having some things there. I feel he's telling me he wants to make sure mom that's there. It feels like you're a very strong person. You've done well in spite of other things. And I feel that he is also helping communicate with other symbols or energy. He's trying to give you that feeling that it's going to be there. And I keep feeling that, other people in the family kind of step back from you at times, or I feel like you're a little isolated than more than you should be.
Yeah.
He tells me that hurts
him.
He tells me that that's going there. He said, this isn't you, mom. It's some of their stuff. Like, they don't really give you a fair break is what I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm hearing that there's going to be something good, positive where you're looking at now because of things, you doing something over where you can have a different situation. Are you looking at later moving somewhere or finding a new residence or something?
Yeah, I am looking. Well, I haven't been able to, but it's hard with this COVID and everything, but
that's what I feel. And I love you dearly. I apologize, we're at the last minute or two, but that's what I'm getting. Can I get his first name?
My son, Jared.
Yeah. I'm asking there the guys to bring with Jared to make sure we've got the right energy and permission here. They're telling me that Jared says that there's going to be some other things. He goes, I'm going to help you, Mom. And I saw very shortly, as soon as things go, you in a better place. He has something about rainbows. I keep seeing this beautiful, like Oz, Wizards of Oz, something there. I feel like he was very much a sensitive person that people didn't understand sometimes, but I feel he was a good person, very sensitive.
Yeah, he was very gifted.
Yes, and he's showing me those rainbows. He's telling me, he goes, it's beautiful here, Mom. He said, remember, he's talking like unicorns and angels. And he said, you hang in there, that the love's going to happen there. This was unfortunate about him, and I do feel that he's not that far from you. So We love you, and I got a head here. Thank you for calling in, and definitely get a hold of psychicjethro.com, and I will send you a beautiful prize necklace.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, and we're going to go ahead. We're down to the last. Emily and Carol,
Jethro?
I want to thank you so much, and we're ready to go, and have a great time. Thank you, Psychics Gone Wild.